Anthony, I feel like no one understands me.
Come on, you're amazing.
I think I'm amazing?
Don't get me started on that cute little butt of yours.
What?
What?
You're so annoying.
Why can't you just chill out?
Are you kidding?
What's your problem? For Alexander, life couldn't get worse.
I can't believe Elliot texted photoshopped pictures of me to the whole school.
Nice boobs, Alexander.
My laptop!
Unbelievable.
For his family, life couldn't be better.
I got a call today. I have an interview for a game design firm.
You could be looking at the new vice president of Lone Hill Press.
Once I get my license tomorrow, I kind of have everything I've ever wanted. Hashtag blessed, you know? But one day can change everything.
Shouldn't you guys be up?
Does anyone know where the diapers are?
Coming in for a razor, honey.
Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. God damn, that's a lot of words for a fucking title. The longest fucking title ever. Tyler Perry must have got a hold of this director or something. But yes, people, we here to talk about, well, I'm here to talk about Alexander and his horrible, fucked up day. One of the worst days in white people's histories. I guess we're going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis here. We got Alexander. First-time actor, too. I think this is his first project ever, which I will get into that because I thought the kid did a good job. But so Alexander played, I don't know who the fuck he's played by, actually, since we never seen him before. Let me go ahead and pull this up. Where is he at? Alexander Ed Oxenbolt. What the fuck kind of name is that? All right. Ed Oxenbolt, who plays a character in here, he's got this perfect white family, and this family pretty much does everything. They always have good days. There's never a bad day. Everything always goes their way. I mean, you couldn't get no more perfect than this, especially when your father is played by Steve Carell, who plays Ben Cooper, Jennifer Garner, the beautiful Jennifer Garner, who plays, I forgot her name in the movie. Oh, it was Kelly Cooper. That's right. Her name was Kelly. Brother played by Dylan Minnette, who plays Anthony Cooper. Actually, he's probably the most recognizable kid you have here. He was in a... He was the bully in Let Me In. He was also Hugh Jackman's other kid in Prisoners. What else have I seen this guy in? I know I've seen him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too as well. He's been in a lot of TV stuff. Oh, he was in Labor Day. He played a high school the Henry kid. Yeah, that's right. If I'm not mistaken, he's going to be in the Goosebumps film. So, yeah, this kid is constantly working. We got Karis Dorsey, who plays Emily Cooper. So that's pretty much the family. And you got this family. I mean, the daughter, Emily Cooper, she just became the lead in a play. She's Peter Pan itself. She's got to sing, use vocals. Dylan is dating one of the hottest chicks ever. About to graduate, time for prom. Hottest chick in his school that he thinks. And then he's about to get his license together. Jennifer Garner, she's Kelly Cooper, she's damn near on a rise of becoming VP of the company. You know, apparently they write, like, I guess she works for a publishing company. Steve Carell, who's unemployed, he just got the job interview of the lifetime, you know, working on video games with Danny. What was that? Donald Glover? I was about to call him Danny Glover. God damn it. Keep mixing those names up. They all have this amazing, perfect day. And meanwhile, old Alexander over here, he's having the most fun. I mean, his day opened up. He's 11 years old. It's coming up to his birthday, 12-year-old birthday. He wakes up and realizes that the damn, I guess you can say this, the school cool guy / bully towards Alexander is throwing a birthday party on the same day of his birthday party just so nobody goes to his. And he finds that out. The next, you know, he goes downstairs. He's about to leave the house. He fucking trips over a damn sprinkler while trying to walk towards the woman he's apparently in love with, I guess. His country gets taken, which they bring up Australia a lot, so Wayne will probably love the fuck out of this. There's even a scene where they're eating Vegemite and even talk about it. But yeah, the bully gets his country because the teacher was being a dick and saying, I'm just gonna let the globe pick who gets the who country. What else happened? Some other bad shit happened to him. And, you know, so one day, oh, well, not even one day, one night, that night before it hits midnight, He sticks a candle and a little ice cream sundae and just looks at a photo. You got to look at this photo of this family is fucking funny as hell because they all look beautiful and perfect. And then you just see little Alexander just in the corner like that motherfucker was adopted or something. He is the redheaded ginger child from hell that they never wanted. And he is just sitting in the photo of this all in the corner. His eyes are closed. He's got the ugliest smile and shit like that. Because the kid is funny looking. I'll give him that. But he has a nice little charm to him, if you will. And he just makes this unbelievable wish saying, I wish these people could feel how I feel and live in my shoes for a day and know what it's like to have a really fucked up day. Because damn, my day sucked. So next thing up, blows out the candle. Next thing you know, he wakes up. Everyone's late for shit or whatever, waking up sick. Dude's got a zit on his head. Baby's pissing all over the place and shit like that. Everybody's is freaking out or whatever. And, I mean, well, to say the least, Kelly Cooper, played by Jennifer Garner, she's supposed to be at this job. She's getting ready to leave, but her daughter was in the car so long or whatever that it drained the battery of the car, so now she got to ride with the family. His brother, Anthony Cooper, he wakes up with the biggest zit in his fucking forehead. He got to wear a Band-Aid. And plus, he fails his driver's license completely horrible. Girlfriend he's with pretty much kind of like breaks up with him, but they're kind of off on and on. Kelly Cooper, there was a typo on one of her books where instead of saying jump, it said dump. So, you know, they got, goddamn, who was, I don't even remember Dick Van Dyke's supposed to read it to the children and parents or whatever. He ends up reading it, and instead of saying jump, he keeps saying dump. So it fucks up her career, her raise, if you will. Ben Cooper, who plays Steve Carell, he has to show up to show up to his job interview, but he has to take the baby with him. He feels like he kind of fucked that up because it ended on a sour note, bad joke, I guess, if you will. And the daughter, she gets sick. She's the hardest cold ever, so now she can't sing, and so she's trying to knock cough medicine out. And then you get to the plot. I mean, well, to finish up the plot here. They all have that fucked up day, but you know, it's kind of Alexander telling them, trying to motivate them and keep themselves together and tell them how to handle a bad day like this. And the movie really focuses in on just keeping this family together and saying, hey, what's good for the day or not and stuff. So let me go ahead and get into some problems I have with the film. Well, while I do not mind the film, I think the film hits a lot of family cliches. And to be honest, the movie is unmemorable. Now, that's not to say that every movie has to be memorable, like it has to leave an impact or nothing like that, because it doesn't. It does what it needs to do and stuff. But this felt like a TV movie. And I think the only reason why it came off with a theatrical release is because Disney's name was behind it, and also Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner, who was in one of the best movies of last year, Dallas Buyers Club, came up with. She was in the award season, whatever, if you will, not the Oscars. She didn't get nominated for that, but she was known out throughout that. And, you know, obviously they were like, let's put this out there because this is going to bring some money in, which it probably will, because I think this is based off a book. I don't know if it's best-selling, but I hear it's pretty popular. So that's one of my first problems. You can definitely tell it has that TV vibe written all over it. And for some of that, it hits those same beat cliches that you was going, wow, of course it would do something like that. Like, I guess a couple of complaints is, well, one of them really is, they really don't have any too many major problems even when this wish gets upon them. Like, the whole waking up late thing and Steve Carell with the baby thing. That could have been all avoided. I mean, even the whole thing of him not believing he got the job, it never felt like a human interaction of saying, like, so how did I do, or if the right fit. It just pretty much ended like, well, we'll call you. We got a meeting to go to, whatever. And he kind of walked out down, whatever. He made it seem like as if he didn't get the job, which I didn't really feel that vibe either, that he wasn't going to get the job. If anything, I thought they saw him as kind of the cool older guy they can hang out with. Jennifer Garner's scene, which who I thought was great in the movie. Don't get me wrong. And I don't want to say great like as anything. This is Dallas Buyers Club for him. I thought she was entertaining for what she was. I mean, she's here to play that mom that's all about her family and running around. And obviously, this is a family film, so they're going to have them do a bunch of goofy stuff that she'd be like, well, that doesn't make them logical or anything like that. It's a family film. Of course they're going to do that shit. So if you can look, it's almost as if, like, explaining the superhero logic in superhero films and shit like that. So it's just a formula family movies have to do. Jennifer Garner, she's supposed to stop Dick Van Dyke from reading this book. And she did say this, but I don't know if she made it really clear, though, that she says she works for this publishing company. Do not read that book. They kind of had her doing some fucking Eddie Murphy shit from 1,000 Words, where she's just kind of like standing over a crowd, waving and flapping her hands or stuff like that, and making faces and shit like that. But, you know, Dick Van Dyke's never once paying attention to her. And that was just visual gags, just trying to make... just to make the kids laugh and stuff like that. And every now and then, maybe a parent would get into it. And I was like, yeah, that was kind of... It looked goofy as fuck, but for me, it was weak on the fact that it would... That we still see in family films like that to hit those random-ass cliches that obviously are going to come up somehow. And it's even funnier when only a woman does it in these films. What's another negative? The brother, I guess, man, he doesn't really have any fucking problems. I mean, he's dating this hot chick, but she's kind of a fucking bitch. So he just dumped that bitch. The daughter, she kind of got on my nerves at first because I was just like, oh, bitch, it's Peter Pan, okay? It's just a play. Get over it, please. What else problems I had with this movie? To be honest, I really didn't have that many problems with it, more than just the TV feel of it and just that it's forgettable and unmemorable. The thing was, I know it's a children's book, too, and I bet this book was only 12 pages that got stretched out because there are some parts in here that really felt mediocre. I mean, the movie really is mediocre. I mean, unless you have a family or something like that, I don't see reason why you would go out and see this. But I have to say, I actually liked the movie. I found myself entertained the whole way through. Smiling, if not anything. The actors in here, all the acting I thought was great in it. I thought everybody did what they... This is probably the first time I've seen Steve Carell in a while, too, where he didn't fucking annoy me as much. He played a simple, straightforward dad that he had two scenes of where he went into normal Steve Carell, and that was obviously, you see in the trailer, is... I'm trying to remember. I think one was... okay, I do remember. It's when he was chasing the kangaroo. That was one. And the second one where was he had to go to the restaurant and he wore the pirate shirt because he had a business meeting. And he wears the pirate shirt because his daughter throws up on him. So he had to switch clothes and they were at her place. So he wears a pirate suit and set himself on fire somehow. And that was the only time ever. But other than that, that was the most calm down Steve Carell I've probably seen where he wasn't acting like a goddamn buffoon. This kid, Alexander, man, this guy, there was something about him. He's not the best looking kid, Ed Oxenbowl. He's not the best looking kid ever, but I have to say, the kid was damn near charming. I mean, every time he's on screen or something, I just wish nothing but for the best for him. And maybe it's just cause he was ugly. And I was like, God damn, dude, you need something to pick you up really close. I found him really to be charming, man. The fact that he was having these bad days and seeing his family go through it, I mean, this really was the very definition of a family film. They have so many moments in here where even though all these bad things are happening to them individually, the whole main goal here, and Steve Carell even says in the clip, is to keep us together. We have to be a family, and we're going to fight through this because everyone has bad days, but as long as we have each other, then we should be able to get through this day. And I don't know, maybe it was just that cheesy message itself or whatever, but I enjoyed it. I was like, for what it is, this is delivering what it needs to do. Some of the jokes in here, I want to say the visual gags worked better for me than it did the actual jokes itself. I mean, the joke, you see this in the trailer too, where he trips over the sprinkler. I laughed pretty fucking hard at that. That was like probably 5 minutes into the film. And for some reason, the way I think that's how that kid got fucking ugly in the first place, is when he tripped over that goddamn sprinkler, his head hit ground first before. I hope they got a stunt double for that, but the shit had me laughing. the whole thing where you knocked over a trophy case. I didn't laugh at it, but I kind of chuckled at it. I was just like, what dumbass would do something like that? Come on now. You can see that clearly the case is held by this banner that you just slapped right now. And the funny thing is that actually that's happened I didn't do that, but it happened to me in middle school. Something like that happened while we were playing in the gym basketball, and you hear in the background something like that. That's another story for another day. Everything else in here I thought was solid, though. I'm not going to really harp on too many things here because it all goes down. Think of it as sugar. Too much to kill you or whatever. The best thing about the movie, too, is its pacing is really good on it. I mean, it's an hour and 20 minutes, to be honest, and it really felt like an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, it gets by so quick and easy that you kind of just forget what everything happened. I mean, I'm having hard time trouble to remember some of the things here. So I've seen it so long ago before doing this review and putting it up here. But there's not too much that goes on. But when it does happen, it is something that isn't worth watching right away. But I think if you saw it, you'd be like, all right, well, this is a nice motivational film for the family. And being how it is only family, I think it's the only family film out right now. I mean, you got Gone Girl. That's a family film, right? Constantly fucking and swearing and killing people. Yeah, that sounds like a family film. That's another family film. It's a fine example of a kid-centric live-action entertainment that causes no harm here, whatever and stuff. So my final thought. I'm just gonna go ahead and give it a rent it. I think it's fine. I have no intentions of ever wanting to see it again, but hey, I have a baby sister. I don't know if she's into this book or something like that. And if it came on TV and she said she wanted to watch it, fuck it, I'd watch it. I think it causes no harm whatsoever. I think if you pay for this, then you'd be like, wow, that really wasn't that much an offering, whatever. But if you're a fan of Steve Carell, who's really not given that much to do in here except play the most positive dad ever in the world, then maybe you should go ahead and see it. But one of the best things, too, about this is the brother. I see something, a little leading man in him, whatever. Maybe they need to grab him for one of these young adult novels or something like that. Maybe he could have been in The Maze Runner for all I know. But I saw something in him where there was a charm even where I liked him. One thing I did like about the movie is I liked the fact that they didn't play everybody as a fucking douchebag. Like, he didn't have the typical stereotype brother where he just beating up on his little brother and treating his family like crap and stuff like that. He really was just a positive, good kid. The daughter, she wasn't like this stuck-up little bitch or nothing like that. I did appreciate those stereotypes, and I appreciated the fact that they had the woman working badass job or whatever, and the man was a stay-at-home, what did they call him? A fommy in here. Apparently it's a father and a mommy mixed into one. I hope to God I never fucking become anything like that because I just sound as fucking ridiculous.
My girlfriend probably wants to start prom. We never answer the phone when I'm driving.
Proms don't happen every day.
Hey, Celia.
Put the phone down.
You tricked me.
Get out.
I don't think you passed.
Day is so cursed.
You're not passing the blame on this one.
It was her fault.
I don't feel bad for anyone else. Stop!
I think that you just gotta have the bad days so you can love the good days even more. Trust me, I would know.
We are not going to let this day get the better of us. Are we ready, Coopers?
Yes!
Let's go, Wreck-It Ralph.
You have no idea the kind of day we are having.
Is that a pirate's cross?
Yes, it is. That is so dope.
I still have my arms!
Awesome!
Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
One of the kangaroos got out. I am on it!